On Wednesday, President Obama said he wasn't going to try to decipher any messages in the midterm elections that resulted in major defeats for Democrats across the country. He also said the elections did nothing to dissuade him from intending to unilaterally implement changes to our immigration system through executive action. He also said if Congress passes immigration reform, that would supersede his actions. In response, a group of Republican senators is demanding that outgoing Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid cut off funding for any executive amnesty in the lame duck session. One of those senators is Utah's Mike Lee, who joins me now. And, Senator, it's always good to have you with us. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
What was your reaction to the president's plans on immigration, essentially that the elections hadn't changed him at all and that he's basically intending to go forward? And he says if Congress ever intends to pass reform, well, then it'll trump what I'm about to do.
He needs to consider what he's doing to the American people, whose voices have just been heard loudly and clearly, and who deserve to have their voices make a difference in Washington when they go to the polls. So this isn't just about the rule of law. It's not just about the Constitution. It's also about restoring the trust of the American people in their government. And when people don't abide by the rules and abide by the instructions given by voters to Washington, bad things happen.
You're as strong of a legal mind as anyone in the U.S. Senate. The president keeps talking about taking action that's within his authority. Obviously, he hasn't specified what he's intending to do exactly, but based on what most people expect to be kind of the parameters of what he's considering here, is what he's planning to do constitutional?
No, absolutely not. I mean, look, he doesn't have the power to issue green cards to people who are not eligible for green cards under the law. The first clause of the first section of the first article of our Constitution says that all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives. Those words aren't there just for decoration. They mean something. The Founding Fathers put in place a government that was one in which the laws made at the federal level would be made by the people's elected representatives in Congress. He doesn't have the power to contravene those, not without Congress passing a law changing those laws.
So you and Senator Cruz, Senator Sessions, Senator Roberts, Senator Crapo, and Senator Vitter have sent a letter to Harry Reid, who will be the Senate Majority Leader until early next year. What essentially have you told him in this letter?
Well, we think that Congress needs to do everything it possibly can to oppose President Obama's threat to undo existing immigration law by executive order. And we believe that Congress needs to use its power of the purse to withhold funds from any effort on the part of the president to issue green cards to people who aren't eligible for them under the law.
And this is in conjunction with the upcoming continuing resolution debate. Right now, the government's funded till about December 11th, and so the Senate as well as the House need to come together on funding after that. What is going to be accused of you, of course, is that you're threatening another government shutdown here. How do you respond to that?
That's absolute nonsense. I mean, look, the president of the United States can acknowledge, and all Americans, I think, can understand the fact that the executive branch of government cannot operate without funding by Congress. And I don't think it's too much to ask, and the American people don't think it's too much to ask, to say that when we're agreeing to fund government, we ought to be able to attach at least a mild restriction that says, by the way, we want you to follow the law and not violate the law with the money we're appropriating.
Just yesterday, following the elections, the soon-to-be majority leader, probably Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, gave comments that would give you a little bit of ammunition here and a little bit of pause for concern. On the one hand, he said the president going alone on immigration here would be like waving a red flag in front of a bull in terms of trying to strike any sort of comedy between Republicans and Democrats for the next 2 years. At the same time, though, he said there would not be any budgetary showdown. So what do you expect from the rest of your party in addition to those who have signed this letter?
Well, I don't know. And, you know, those two comments aren't necessarily mutually exclusive or in conflict with anything that I'm saying. I don't think it is unreasonable for anyone to suggest that when we fund the president, when we fund the executive branch of government, the president needs to abide by the law. That is just not an unusual or outlandish request in the least. And if we allow this to proceed, if we enable the president to violate the Constitution in this manner, this will be a setback not just for the rule of law, not just for the Constitution, but also for the president's ability moving forward to work with Congress to find solutions to problems, problems like our outdated immigration code and our porous border, problems that deal with things like the rising cost of health care, rising cost of higher education, a broken tax code, and so many other problems where we need to work together. But I agree with what Leader McConnell said. This would be like waving a red flag in front of a bull, and the president should not do this.
Senator, I remember in our conversations last year during the debate over the Gang of Eight bill in the Senate, you said one of your biggest concerns about the bill was that it tried to do everything all at once, and you preferred a step-by-step approach. Do you get the sense that your party and even the president would appreciate that approach? Do you think that's got legs now that the balance of power is going to be changing here?
Yeah, well, since we had that discussion almost a year and a half ago, it has become very much a policy embraced by most members of Congress who are Republicans, which is that we need to do this on a step-by-step basis. You know, we need to pass one piece of legislation that would strengthen our border and call for the completion of the entry-exit system that Congress has been calling for since 1996. We need another bill that will update and modernize and reform our legal immigration system, bringing our visa programs into the 21st century. Once those two things are in place, meaning once they're legislated and implemented, I think we'll be in a much better position to figure out how best to deal with the people who are here illegally already in a manner that's compassionate and also respectful to the rule of law. But I think it's a mistake and even a virtual impossibility to do all of that in one piece of legislation. And I think that was the major pitfall of the Gang of Eight bill, which I predicted would lead to its demise. And in fact, it did.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee, I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.